welcome to Bigfoot and Bob. It's me, your very favorite Layla, and I'm back after taking a week off.
And it's also me, your second favorite Ryan.
After,
no commas in there.
After Ryan Gosling.
Took you that long to think of another Ryan? I'm flattered.
Well,
I'm the only Ryan in your mind.
So last week, I was replaced with a far better and more experienced podcaster. But this week, I'm back, and you have to deal with that.
That's right. I have to deal with that.
Hey, not you, the audience.
I don't have to deal with it?
You're lucky.
Sorry, I gotta go.
No, you're lucky with whatever you get.
I'll take what I can get.
Also, I'm sick, so Ryan's going to have to edit out a lot of sniffles and snuffles and snoofles from me. Please edit those out.
I will edit all of them out if I can.
And this week I had a very fun little interpersonal get-to-know-ya little game idea to get us going. So we're going to play a game called Mad Libs.
Yeah, it's a game called Mad Libs. Not sure if you've ever heard of it.
We made it up, but this one's called Mad Scientist Libs because it's monster focused.
So before we started recording, we each chose a Mad Lib story for the other and put in the first words that came to our head. So we're going to read them on air for you.
So I'm reading the one that Ryan filled out, which is the Care Bears movie ad lib that I chose. The Care Marmosets live in a cock high in the clouds where they have a lot of fun together. But they also do care for the beach children on Earth, who they watch through huge Tonka trucks from the sky and come to help whenever there is need. Nicholas, a Mason's apprentice, is in danger of touching under the influence of a sticky grandma, which resides in a tepid spellbook. The siblings Kim and Jason don't trust buckets anymore after being slapped once too often. The Care Marmosets take them into their wonderland where they experience exciting and crinkly adventures together and noisily become good hackers. That was dumb as hell and I love it. Okay, it's your turn.
Okay, Layla unwittingly filled out the Mad Lib for dragons, which is a little shorter.
Oh.
But it should still be good. The black dragon is the wettest dragon of all. It has slippery tentacles and a buttock shaped like a flange. It loves to eat jellyfishes, although it will feast on nearly anything. It is sloppy and crunchy. You must be bloody around it, or you may end up as its meal.
That's so accurate. So, I love this tentacle jellyfish eating dragon I've made up with the power of my imagination in the internet.
So points all around, I think.
Ryan with his Care Bear marmosets and me with my sloppy black dragon.
Sending out a special thank you to madtakes.com for the Mad Libs ripoff.
Well, I think my creative improv juices are really flowing.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to yes and anything.
How about my buttock?
It is shaped like a flange.
Just like my dragon.
Canon.
Yeah, I'm really, in real life, I'm completely beautiful and I have no flanges anywhere on my body except for that one, just the one flange. No one's ever going to see it, though.
Well, I've seen it.
Have you?
I mean, I wish I hadn't.
That's so rude. You can't talk about my flange that way.
Listen, the thing about your flange is it's beautiful.
I decorate it with nail polish. Anyway, this is Bigfoot and Bob, if you hadn't caught on already.
I think we told them already.
Yeah, well, they might have forgotten in the ensuing.
Also, they did download this from our feed.
Did they?
I don't know. Maybe you're a renegade who just blindly clicks in your podcast app hoping for something good to come
on. Or maybe they were on LimeWire trying to download some good music, and they got us instead.
They were trying to download MP3s of Bill Clinton telling you to go to free mp3sonline.com, and they ended up with us instead.
Sorry, suckers. That's what happens when you try to steal from the man.
This isn't the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack. I've been bamboozled.
This is the Pirate Bay soundtrack, and it's us in your ears.
The official podcast of the Pirate Bay.
Oh, you
know.
Do
they have one?
Well, they do now. We're here to tell you all the best torrenting tips and tricks and how to avoid the FBI.
Long story short, seed a lot and use Kazaa. If anyone out there uses Kazaa, please let me know. I want to know if that's still...
They're a ghost.
...thing.
Speaking of ghosts, it's time for me to come back from the dead. And I didn't... This week isn't actually about ghosts. It's about things that are not the things that they appear to be, which is a super specific topic. It's cohesive.
Cohesion is the metaphorical glue that holds together the literal podcast.
Cohesion is the ectoplasm of our ghostly voices that holds our spectral forms together.
Exactly.
The thing is, I'm a phantom and Ryan's a ghoul, and you wouldn't think there's a whole lot of difference between the two, but there is a world of difference.
Well, I mean, I'm ghoulish.
You're both.
I am a ghoulish ghoul.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're a foolish ghoul.
Oh, a ghoul of a fool. A fool of a ghoul.
What is that accent? Dead Irish?
Ooh.
Oh, my aching blarney.
They're after me ghostly charms.
Ghostly charms aren't for anyone because you can't get the spoon through them because they're spectral.
Oh. Unless your spoon has a ghost touch. Speaking of obscure Dungeons and Dragons references, the Mimic.
Jeez, what a good segue.
I know, I'm a regular Paul Blart.
Oh, God.
I'm just moving quick. God. I'm going quick through it. You got to keep up.
Gotta keep up with this foolish ghoul. Okay, tell us about Paul Blart. Well,
one of the most elusive cryptids of all.
Ew. Tell us about the Mimic.
The Mimic is a Dungeons & Dragons monster that can shapeshift.
My favorite superpower. The Mimic, in its most classic iteration, looks like a treasure chest. But you open it up and it's like a mouth with a big tongue and then it swallows you up and then you're the treasure. You're the treasure after all.
Yeah, it polymorphs into an object. So it can't turn into like a person or something like that, but it can be a treasure chest or it can be a table or it can be a wall or... It can be a statue.
It can be a crunchy black dragon with tentacles.
A crunchy black dragon.
I cast polymorph other. You're a lizard now. That's not the... I hope I never meet a lizard that makes that noise.
Hey, mate.
Oh, no.
I'll say 15% or more on
common
insurance.
Oh, no. I picked the wrong lizard. I cast undo magic.
All right. What a strange experience. What happened? I have returned. to give this stirring monologue.
Next week on our super good D&D podcast, I'm going to...
Welcome to our real play D&D podcast, Critical Shit.
Ew. Oh, God. Oh, no, he's not going to be back for a while. It looks like a critical shit. No, I've got one. How about Bigfoot the Berserker and... No, wait.
Bob the Bard.
Yeah. Well, no, but the opposite. Bardfoot and Barbarian.
Yeah, it's smooth. It rolls off the tongue. Bardfoot and Barbarian.
Bardfoot and Barbarian.
Big Bard and feet.
Big Barda. This is our superhero fan cast about Big Barda. Wow. You don't know who that is? All right, get on your Google bicycle and pedal your way to knowledge.
No. That's beautiful, but no.
Big Barda is a superhero. He's big.
That's a great superpower.
I wish.
What do you do? I'm big.
That's the superpower so of a lot of heroes.
You can, like,
villains.
Change your size. Not always big. What do you...
Always big.
What do you do? Big. So you have, like, super strength? Big strength.
But just, like, the normal amount of strength that would go with being as big as you are. No, nothing extra, just big.
My friend Anderson is about 7 feet tall. Is he a superhero?
His superpower is playing the guitar.
At a superhuman level.
No, just a normal human level.
Just big.
He's got good hair. Big hair.
Big hair.
Big hair. God, what were we talking about?
So, mimics.
Jeez, it seems like that was years ago.
By, you know, stabbing them or blowing them up, whatever.
Or, in the manner of my chosen class, turning into a snow leopard and shredding them with your mighty fangs and claws.
Whoa, what's this?
I always play a druid.
Because you're a furry.
Delete that. And take it back. Delete it later and take it back now.
I'll delete it later, but I'm not taking it back.
I'll polymorph you into something worse than a lizard.
I
cast Cone of Cold.
That's not a polymorph, but brr.
No, it turned you into a Yeti instead of a Bigfoot. Yetis are just cold Bigfoots.
Why? Because they haven't thawed out Yeti? Yeah, I didn't like that one either.
Have you ever used a Yeti pot where you put the thing up your nose to decongest?
It freezes all the snot in your sinuses and you can just sort of break it up and it'll fall out.
That's unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Sorry, am I disturbing your audio quality?
And if they sound bad on tape, I'll cut them out.
It's on tape. Bigfoot and Bob is strictly distributed via cassette on the street. We're as underground as it gets, son. So the box we've been recording in this whole time is dark and possibly a mimic itself. So as soon as we're done recording, it's going to swallow us.
If it is a mimic, then technically it's already eaten us. Oh my God. Vord live on podcast.
Oh, first live Vord podcast. This is history. If we're done polymorphing, swallowing, mimicking, and transforming, what's next for us on Bigfoot and Bob?
Well, what is your favorite monster that pretends to be what it is not?
I'm going to have to go with the anglerfish.
Sick.
Sick, bruh.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Before we start talking about the anglerfish, I want to put forth a disclaimer that Ryan doesn't really like deep ocean stuff.
Here's the hypocrisy when it comes to me and anglerfish. I dislike deep sea things. In general, I hate the deep ocean.
Anything that can swim out of the darkness a foot from your face and flash into your field of vision while you're in pressing darkness and cold and the weight of the sea is upon your back.
Yeah, basically that. However, I really like anglerfish. I just think they're cool.
Maybe you should join a ganglerfish. They're really cool.
Or you could go to space and drink tanglerfish.
Anglerfish are fucking awesome.
Layla, if you don't keep doing puns with me, I'm going to pull out my wanglerfish.
And do what?
Polymorph
body part. Now you have an actual anglerfish. Anglerfish are really cool. They're not a monster because they're real, but they might as...
They are monsters.
Yeah, well...
Monsters are real. Layla.
They can be monstrous, but they cannot be monsters.
I disagree.
All right, let's get into it.
Okay, what makes a monster a monster? If you remember back a few episodes, Layla defined what a monster is. She said, it is something that is like something that is not, or something that is not something that already is.
I think that as people, we learn and grow and replace the cells in our body so often.
The you that you were 2 months ago is not the you that you are now.
Which makes me a monster, basically. But anglerfish are not, because they're a real thing, and they're alive.
You're not a real
and
thing.
And they're people, and they deserve our respect, and they have a really cool method of hunting and luring prey.
So not only are they not monsters, anglerfish are people now.
Well, some of my best friends are anglerfish.
You're giving me a lot of angerfish.
I'm giving you a lot of really difficult editing to do in this episode.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Everyone's seen Finding Nemo, and everyone's seen that scene with the anglerfish that was really cool and exciting and didn't scare Ryan at all when he was a little tiny child.
For sure not at all.
And perhaps you've all seen some pictures of that anglerfish reconstruction that is big enough to swallow a couple small children whole. that also totally didn't scare Ryan as a grown-ass adult.
Yep. Certainly did not scare me.
Anglerfish are incredible. The great thing is that we don't know a ton about them yet, and we're still discovering things every time we get, like, a rare sighting of one or some footage of a deep-sea anglerfish. But they bring to mind the mimics and shapeshifters and pretend to be something that they're not monsters in fiction that we are all so familiar with.
So clearly we don't know a whole lot about anglerfish, but to help us out, we've actually brought on a guest. Here we have Dr. Maxine Johnson from UCLA. She's a marine biologist, and she actually specializes in anglerfish. How are you doing, Maxine?
I'm a biologist! You can't
awesome.
Do this to me!
And yes, and me!
I'm trying to get out of this very small box we're recording in, and I can't.
Oh, you have a small recording studio, too? I only assume that's what you mean, because you obviously called in over Skype.
I'm going through a tunnel!
Wow, surprised you're getting service at all.
Help! I'm just going to anglerfish in your studio. Look out!
So, Doctor, what is the most exciting thing that you've learned in your study of the anglerfish?
They're so big!
They're really big, huh?
Some of them!
And, what kind of superpowers does that grant them?
Big!
Just big?
Big!
Like, super strength? Or
big strength!
Can they change their size?
They swim a lot! And they're big!
So, like Aquaman?
No! He's small!
So, anglerfish are definitively larger than Aquaman.
Big!
Great. Well, that's all the time we
also,
have for you.
Also, they can strip the flesh from a cow in 3 seconds!
That, no, I'm pretty sure that's piranha.
Are you the professor?
What was your name?
Professor Maxine A. Fish.
Oh, God. We've been usual suspects. We've been Manchurian candidated.
This has to end.
That was the Skype noise sounding exactly as it does every time you end a Skype call. Well, thanks, Maxine, for your professional input on the anglerfish.
Did you feel that on your ankle? Something wet just now?
Oh, the anglerfish?
I wanted to talk about trapdoor spiders, but I'm afraid we're just going to go into another crazy fucking spiral. This episode is nuts. I'm sorry. And scene. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, we worked so hard on this. Oh,
roses. You brought me roses for opening night?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, encore, you say?
Encore?
Encore. Oh.
Sounds like we've got Dr. Maxine back.
Boop, 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 boop. What's the Skype noise?
Boop, 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 boop.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maxine.
Hello.
I'm here for the encore.
What school did you say you teach at?
School of Fish.
Damn it. Yeah, fuck it. Rate, review, subscribe.
Leave good comments.
Go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot. Get a free audiobook. Have a good week, guys.
I've been Bigfoot.
I've been Bob.
And the truth is in here. Ugh, I'm going back
podcast
to bed.
Canceled? I mean, see you next week.
I need a Slurpee.